From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A note to listeners, the conversations starting off our show today are centering around sexual assault and may not be appropriate for everyone. A New York Times investigation has unraveled the heroic reputation of Cesar Chavez, accusing the late labor leader of sexually assaulting underage girls in the 1970s. Fellow civil rights activist Dolores Huerta, who co-founded the United Farm Workers with Chavez, also revealed that he raped and pressured her to have sex with him in the 1960s, and that she had two children from those encounters. Huerta will turn 96 years old next month and told The Times she kept this a secret until now to protect the labor rights movement. Just this morning, she gave her first interview since the investigation was published with Latino USA's Maria Hinojosa.
To learn that he had assaulted young girls, and I mean, this is just so devastating to think that somebody that everybody admired and respected and thought so highly of, that he would, you know, do anything like that. That was just very, really hard to take. And it's still very hard to process, I think, not only for myself, but for everybody that knew and respected Cesa, the volunteers, so many people that sacrificed, you know, to know that he had that dark side of him. And I think that just speaks to the fact that, you know, we have that there is a lack of respect for women and girls in our society.
This is the time of year when there are a wave of celebrations that are being planned for the Cesar Chavez holiday. It falls on his birthday, March 31st, virtually all of which have been called off. In a moment, we'll be joined by the author of one of the most comprehensive biographies of Cesar Chavez. But first, in the immediate hours since that investigation went public, an increasing number of officials have been grappling with what to do with the many public places named in his honor. State lawmakers have already proposed to rename the holiday Farm Workers' Day. Sacramento Mayor Kevin McCarty joins us now with the decisions that the city is weighing, including renaming Cesar Chavez Plaza. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So, Mayor McCarty, you've been a local and state elected leader. I mean, on this topic, you're typically in the business of naming parks, streets, and other public places in someone's name, not removing them. Have you had to deal with something of this scale before?
No, this is new to us. And this is very weighty on me and many others in California. One, I'm the mayor, and we have to make decisions on our public places and how they relate to our values. But, you know, I, like many people, I'm saddened and disturbed and all the above. I have pictures I've gone through of me going on Chavez and UFW marches for 30 years. And, you know, it's something that we're all reconciling and dealing with. But certainly my job as mayor is a bit different here, because we have to realize that we have a responsibility to own all of this, our history, but also decisions going forward. So we thought, you know, the first day, and didn't want to be too hasty, but also wanted to recognize the volume of this and what we saw so far. We decided we needed to move forward and start the process for the renaming of our downtown Plaza Park. Mm.
In the days leading up to this investigation from the New York Times, both the UFW and the Cesar Chavez Foundation issued statements about not observing the holiday due to unspecific allegations. I mean, the statements were a little cryptic. Some events had already been canceled across the country. Did you hear of any rumblings here in Sacramento ahead of this investigation?
No, I think most of us were caught off guard, and it's been 48 hours since this all came to light. So, you know, we're taking it all in, but for two things for us. One, we have a beloved downtown Plaza Park with that name, with a statue. It's a gathering place. I actually have a meeting there this week with some folks. So it's on my schedule with the name of that park. So what do we do going forward? But also, we have a holiday, and it's in 2 weeks. So our city employees have a holiday with a name for it. And so we have to reconcile that. And traditionally, we honor this day at City Council. So we're thrust into making decisions. We don't want to be act in too much haste, but also acknowledge the magnitude of the situation. Very disturbing details. As someone who has teenage daughters, I read that and cringed and was saddened, like millions of Americans, I'm sure, as well. Mm.
What are the next steps in this process, renaming the park and even the holiday coming up?
Well, we have a renaming process. And, you know, throughout history, we've renamed a lot of parks here for people that we've determined over years didn't have, you know, unsavory backgrounds and didn't warrant basically having the city sanction that name. We renamed Gady Park. We renamed quite a few others, former governors who supported slavery and led to the annihilation of our Native Americans. And so we've done that over the years. It's normally a process. It takes weeks, if not months, sometimes over a year. But this is something that was so important and caught, you know, the attention of so many, including people that, you know, want to support and honor the movement, you know, the farm worker movement, and honoring people who toil in the fields from miles from the state capital in our capital city is bigger than one person. So we wanted to basically elevate this conversation. So I asked three council members, the Central City Council Member Plucky Bomb, as well as our Vice Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Talamantes and Guerra, who happen to be our two only Latino council members, and children and family members that are farm workers in this Central Valley. And this is a very personal issue to them. So I asked them to help guide us through this process. So we're going to, you know, focus on the traditional city process for renaming a park, but also elevate the conversation because it's so important.
What names are being floated around if this moves forward?
It's way too early for that. I mean, there are a lot of ideas. You go to social media or Reddit pages and everybody has an idea, but we will be deliberate in that process.
What public input will there be? I'm sure there'll be a wealth of comments at these city council meetings.
Yeah, it won't be probably at the city council where we get up there and debate it. There's we actually have a process for renaming parks where people can nominate names, and the there's a joint committee, the city staff evaluates that back and forth, and so we'll have just that. We'll have ample opportunity. And I know this one will be more in the public eye than other renamings. Just a few years ago, we renamed a park in South Sacramento after LeVar Burton, the famous Sacramento guy from Sesame Street and Reading Rainbow. And so, you know, that was a little bit more low-key. This one will be thrust into the limelight a little bit more, and there's plenty of ideas. But I think we just want to reconcile the moment here. This is a big deal. We recognize too, there's victims that are involved with this. I'm learning that, you know, one of the victims named in the New York Times has connections that I know the family. And so this is a very weighty situation. And so we want to make sure that we recognize and honor the process and realize that there are people that were harmed in this as well. And so we want to make sure we do it right.
Yeah, I mean, even you just revealing that just illustrates and underscores how this movement and the face of this movement, it touches so many different facets of California, so many different people over generations. Mm-hmm. And what other ways do you think the city should step in beyond stripping his name? I don't know if it's like with community organizations and education or at mm-hmm. schools, because he has taught in schools. I mean, are you having those discussions with your city council members?
We will, and we'll find a way. And I think we want to take a step back and, as the dust settles, realize that it was his name, but it was always much bigger than him. It was to illuminate the people who worked backbreaking hours in the heat, you know, putting food on our table, often paid poverty wages, living in squalor and, you know, farm worker housing without decent facilities. And, you know, Sacramento has been a long supporter of this history and this movement. You know, farm workers launched many of their activities right here. And this is why we focused on naming this park. The late Mayor Joe Cerna was a worker in the United Farm Workers Movement, and Sacramento has a rich history of supporting that. So we want to find a way that we can acknowledge the labor movement and the farm worker movement and move forward in a way that can be embraced, but not forget the big picture. Mm-hmm.
Finally, Mayor, I mean, you laid this out. I mean, there has been renamings, you know, countless times in the past over public or historical figures. But this one just feels different? I mean, it's so swift, it's hard to keep up with all of the announcements that are sweeping not only the state, but the country. I mean, does this also feel unusual to you as well?
Yeah, there's been comparisons. You know, some people remind us that we have streets and schools named after some of our founding fathers that have very unsavory backgrounds as well. So we certainly acknowledge that, but we have been able to move forward and having some renamings. We don't want to get rid of cancel history as well. So, but this is something that I think shook so many to our core. And I look at our leaders in the legislature, my former colleagues and friends are Speaker Rivas and Pro Tem Limon, who both come from Latino farm worker families, and this hit home to them. And within a couple of days, they're launching an effort to rename the state holiday. So this is not something that we're taking lightly. And I think that we're proceeding as is warranted in this day.
Sacramento Mayor Kevin McCarty, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
And that is the mayor discussing the decisions that the city is weighing, including renaming Cesar Chavez Plaza.